preview from Fringe Review, actually at the Fringe Review headquarters here in Brighton, which better known is at the end of my shed, at the end of the garden in my shed, and I'm giving you some tips straight out of the Fringe programme of theatre, stuff from the theatre section that we'd recommend you see, stuff we've seen before in terms of the company's work, in terms of stuff we've reviewed, and awareness of directors, writers, and just taking a punt occasionally on exciting looking work. So here we are, F, amongst so many other shows well worth seeing. This is certainly not an exhaustive list. The Female Role Model, which is Transformer Theatre Inc., is at the Bedlam Theatre. It's an interactive theatrical experience paired with neuroscience celebrating female pioneers, combining performance and interactive games with live recordings of neural activity from actors and audiences using EEG headsets. I've not seen this company's work before, but this is kind of science interactive theatre, and it's bound to be different. Heading to a few more shows, we've got Battersea Arts Centre and BAC Beatbox Academy are bringing Frankenstein, How to Make a Monster, to the Traverse Theatre. It's billed as electrifying gig, thrilling theatre, tongue-twisting vocal gymnastics. And this company is well known to us. This collaboration sounds very exciting, and you probably have to snap up a ticket soon, though there are dates running pretty much throughout the Fringe, but not on every day. Go see. We've got Fulfillment, which is from a company called Shark Legs at the Underbelly. And here it says, it's quite interesting, Robox is your personal fulfillment device, the one-click wonder, the ultimate convenience. You dream it, he delivers it. Instant fulfillment. But fulfillment isn't for everybody. Now, this is an award-winning company. We've got puppetry going on here. This is interactive. It's going to be very, very different in one of the Underbelly's own unique spaces. So have to recommend that. So we head into the letter G, so many that we're missing here. I'm going to pull out one from Summerhall called The Grape That Rolled Under the Fridge. Imagine if your shadows were the keeper of all your secrets. When Seth's shadow is stolen, she has to get it back. And it's called Fast. I can't even read what those words are. It's a tale set in a dark futuristic London. So a bit more sci-fi for you there from Naked Productions. Well worth checking out. I think it's only on for a little while, but check out those dates. A Grave Situation is at the Pleasance Courtyard. We've got some comedy musical theatre here. It's Young Pleasance, who all seem to deliver well at the Fringe. And so we've got what they're calling is an inventive comedy. And I think it's well worth looking at, because their work is well worth looking at too. And will our grave-digging heroes tunnel back to Blighty in time? So you can probably get a sense of what that one's about. But if you're just looking for, you know, some musical theatre comedy, that will be worth going to see. Great Grimm's Tales comes from a group we really like their work too. Is Box Tail Soup. It's at the Underbelly. It's puppetry. It's an adaptation. It's not for the very, very young, but we've got Three Nights to Save a Soul, or The Devil Gets His Way. So that's well worth seeing. Great Grimm Tales. Now, heading a bit further into G, we're recommending here a play at the Assembly Room, some solo comedy actually here in the theatre section called Gun. And if you're going to kill a man, better make sure you do it properly. A one-man comedy western, written and performed by a quarter of Fringe favourites, Clever Peter. And Clever Peter has had top reviews from us over the years, so it's good to see that there's some sort of continuity, even though Clever Peter themselves as a group, as a sketch group, aren't there yet. And I'm saying that because there means come back, there and back again. We want you guys back because you're a big, big success in pushing the boundaries of Fringe sketch comedy. I notice as well that there's a whole load of stuff exploring the human condition in the programme as well. And that's where I'm going to with some of the shows next, but not all of them. There's a play called Hatch, which is at the Underbelly. It's called Solo Gig Theatre, and gig theatre is quite interesting because it's not quite stand-up and it's not quite theatre and it's kind of solo. In this particular case, it tries to get under the skin of anti-heroine Jess, imprisoned for selling drugs on her lover's behalf. This was winner of the Camden People's Theatre Award and Oberon Books Best New Play Award. So catch some new writing. There's music in this, spoken word, not quite theatre and not quite really definable in a particular genre. So it should be different. and it certainly comes with a good reputation. That's Hatch at the Underbelly. We're heading towards a play that got one of our first ever awards, and it's back after a 10-year anniversary, called Heroin for Breakfast. King Brilliant Theatre bring this, and it's Philip Stokes's what was once called an astonishingly accomplished play by the Sunday Telegraph. It's certainly not for the faint-hearted. It's physical theatre drama at its best at the Pleasance Dome, and it's back. Do catch it. They're going to be blogging for us here at Fringe Review as well. Lots more to see. I'm now into the letter H, actually. And what have we got here to share with you? Well, I'm picking up a play here called Huey, and it's at the Gilded Balloon, and it's Comedians Theatre Company present a classic one-act play that makes us question how our lives are shaped by the people we meet. And that's got names you may have heard of. It's got Mike McShane in it and Phil Nichol. They're comedy award winners in their own right. But this is a bit of theatre, and it's Huey at the Gilded Balloon at Teviot. A few more for you. There's so much to choose. I'm getting tired eyes from just trying to read the Fringe programme so small here. But I'm Woman is Unbroken Angels is the name of the company. It's at Sweet Grass Market, and it's called Raw and Unflinching, Anna Dowd's explosive one-woman telling of her own raging and tormented tale in is naked reality torn from the womb. A physical tour de force that scorches the air and demands audiences ask questions of themselves. Again, that's another kind of just taking a punt. I just like the look of that. That's just kind of my view suggesting have a look. James Rowland, 100 Different Words for Love, is Tangram Theatre Company. We've seen over the years. They get regularly well reviewed. This time they're at Summer Hall. They've developed so well. 5 years ago, James met the love of his life. 2 years later, they broke up. A story about love, words, and the word love. That's going to be well worth seeing. Hot ticket, for sure. We're heading into... heading into some... other places here, like Jay, and Leaf by Niggle is J.R. Tolkien's show. And we've got some puppetry, storytelling. This is Puppet State Theatre Company, Tolkien's miniature masterpiece, the story of a struggling artist written by Lord of the Rings guy when he was emerging as a writer. So well worth seeing, particularly if you're a number of reasons. If you're a Tolkien fan, and also you're going to love the venue if you've never been, the Scottish Storytelling Centre. We're moving forward again. We've got a piece called Ladies Who Lunch. This is Fourth Wall Theatre Company. This is going to be at Greenside. Gather around a bistro table. Five mothers pour out their parenting experiences for dissection. Who's done it well? Who's plagued by regrets? And who deep down wishes that they had never done it at all? That's going to be interesting. We're looking further. We're not even halfway through in just the theatre programme in this huge fringe. It's a massive fringe. What can we do? What can we find here? Well, I'm suggesting a free show. It's Laughing Horse at Cabaret Voltaire. This definitely explores mental health and more, and it's certainly come with a few recommendations to me. It's part of the free fringe. It's called Losing My Mindfulness. Do you want to feel calmer, more focused and relaxed? Come to my mindfulness workshop or not. It's fine either way. I'm totally fine. Everything is fine. So some comedy theatre going on there might be worth seeing. As will be worth seeing at Assembly Roxy, The Long Pigs, which is WE3 and Cluster Arts bringing their show Horror Meets Hilarity, spine-tingling original theatre from Australia that is hilariously dark and frighteningly funny. An hour of absurd physical theatre with a dark and dangerous vibe. I think I'm going to go and see that one. I like the sound of it. And we're moving on to a few other recommendations. I'm going to mention The Man Who Planted Trees, the Puppet State Theatre Company. It's become a bit of an icon, a five-star icon at the Scottish Storytelling Centre. Not always easy to get a ticket for, so probably worth seeing. Manifesting Mrs. Marks is at Paradise at Augustine's. The Herald Tribune called it thrilling. But it's the journey into the soul of a woman betrayed by her famed philosopher husband, Karl Marx. So a biographical, non-biography show, whatever that means. But clowning, psychosis and history reviewed from the award-winning artist Clara Francesca. So we've got absurdist physical theatre. going on there. A few others to just throw in here. Medea Electronica is going to be on at the Pleasance Courtyard, and this is Pecho Mama returning with their smash hit gig theatre production, an electrifying and deeply moving tragedy. Certainly got well reviewed, Medea Electronica, if you're into Medea. We saw in Brighton, and I'd recommend it for some uncomfortable, revealing, modern historical theatre solo piece, actually from Smokescreen Productions, and that's Mengele. Mengele and getting under the skin and getting an insight into one of the most notorious Nazis. Different Theatre from Brighton, who are blogging for us, got very, very highly reviewed for a couple of their pieces at the Fringe. I have to recommend Metamorphosis. One morning, as Greta Samsa was waking from anxious dreams, she discovered that in bed she had changed. So it's a different, slightly different version of Kafka's classic. Certainly well reviewed at Brighton. Where else are we? Well, we're moving through the letter M, and there's still a long way to go, so I'm going to bring M to an end here with Spies Like Us in association with the Pleasance, Murder on the Dance Floor at the Courtyard as well. In a city that feels less and less like home, five friends are plunged into a ruthless world of greed, grudges and grooves. This is a multi-award winning theatre company. They regularly bring great work, and they call this one a jet black tragi-comedy for our time. Comedy and physical theatre at the Pleasance, Courtyard, Murder on the Dance Floor. If you find I'm recommending a few that from Brighton Fringe, well, that's where Fringe Review is based, and that's where we see a lot of work. So we're not particularly being favouritist, it's just we see that work and then we see it develop. We saw an early version of Myra from Pretty Villain Productions, and that's here now, happening at the Imagination Workshop, a new venue. And of course it's about Myra Hindley, and so that's going to be worth seeing if you want to get into the mind of a serial killer. And I'll be back, and we'll start at letter N in the third one of these looks into the Edinburgh Fringe programme, the theatre section. Bye for now.